Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday night, Friday, September 17th, 2021. With Angie Evers, trivia question on the table. Angie, what's the trivia question?
The three locations of Little Caesars.
And the other Kmart question, which nobody has gotten yet, which is kind of depressing.
Well, I mean, unless you paid attention to Kmart, you probably wouldn't know.
Well, let them know what the question is.
What happened to the Kmart sign during a storm?
Every time.
Every time.
Every time there was a storm. If you know the answers to either one of those questions, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds here tonight that we will give away. We're going to do the drawing right before 10 o'clock. We have Phyllis in the competition already. She guessed that Little Caesars was the restaurant in Kmart. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's going on, Scott?
Hey, good. Good you're back with us. What's new?
All right. Now, with the Little Caesars, it was next to Taco Bell, just a few doors down from where it was, from where it is now, right?
Yeah, it was in that area. Do you know what's there now?
I think a pawn shop or
yep.
Maybe a check casher or something.
That's it. That's one of them. Now, do you know the other two locations?
I went out in Kmart.
Right.
And I was thinking that maybe the place we were just talking about in that little strip mall there, wasn't it at two different places there?
Well, I'm going to give you this one. It's where it is now.
Yeah, where it is now.
Where it is now. Those are the three.
Okay.
Where it is now, inside Kmart, and which one did I leave out? The one where Cashland is
now.
Yeah, the pawn shop. So those are the three locations of Little Caesars. So we got you in the competition. So what's new out on the road tonight?
Not much. I'm just out riding around. I was listening to the minutes where you guys were saying from the meeting on Tuesday with the auditor. And how long has he been down with COVID?
It's been, I'm going to say, probably a month now. He's still on oxygen as far as I know.
That is crazy, so.
Yeah, right. I think he's only 31.
Yeah, he's a pretty young guy. Well, I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait till September 30th to find out what's going to happen with the books. Apparently that's D-Day for everybody.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
September 30th is the day, you said?
September 30th is the day the city needs to have them done, and we'll find out if they get them done by that date.
Yeah. And then I heard his little comment where, I don't know if he emailed you or he put it through somewhere else, where he was talking about how it was just a political witch hunt.
Yeah, that was in the Messenger. I think he messengered that over to me through Facebook.
Yeah. Well, he didn't acknowledge in any of these explanations that what he did was wrong.
Well, I'm just, I would love for him to come on and explain, you know.
I would too.
Well, see, this is the deal. You know, it's much like I was saying earlier on. Now, people wonder why I have Nan Whaley on so much when DeWine and Renacci are running for governor as well. I ask them. It's just Whaley is the one who comes on. It's much like the mayor here. I invite the auditor on as much as I invite the mayor. It just so happens the mayor will come on.
Yeah, and you said every time I am fine anymore. And I remember I was telling you a couple weeks ago, I think we were talking about it, and he listens to the show. How do you think everybody talking about him, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm sure, you know, most people down at City Hall listen to the show is what I have found, because every time I say something even a little bit off-center, they're not people who will come right up to your face and say it, but they're kind of passive aggressive about it, and you get the drift that they do listen.
Yeah.
Well, so what about Geraldo?
Yeah, what's going on with him?
Well, here's the deal. The other day, it occurred to me that I've had a lot of great broadcasters on this station. Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Willard Scott. I've never had Geraldo on, and I think he's in that category. And then I found out that Geraldo does a radio show up in Cleveland on WTAM. So on Thursday, I started this journal. Because a lot of people always ask me, how do you get your guests? And it's usually different with everybody. So I thought, well, why don't I include the audience on this one? Because I've never met Geraldo. I don't know Geraldo. So what I did was, I'm journaling the progress of, can the audience get Geraldo on this show for me? I'm not going to contact Geraldo directly. But if the fans of my show can get Geraldo on here, because I want him to come here. Everybody's got to have a purpose. We're in very serious times right now. And there's everything. Here's the two things we know in life. Number one, Geraldo has a lunacy mustache. His mustache is unbelievably crazy. And I don't know how the man eats soup.
Iconic mustache. It ranks up there with Burt Reynolds and Alex Trebek back in the day.
Mustache Hall of Fame. And number two, the one thing we know about Geraldo, and I mean this in the nicest possible way because I want him on the show, he's crazy. He fights with everybody. He's got his nose broken on television. He yells at everybody on Fox News. He to this day, he's yelling at everybody on Fox News. He's crazy as a loon. So, that's entertainment. I want to bring him on live. And since he's only 2 hours up the road in Cleveland at WTAM, and he's on against me in the morning. He's on at 9 to 10. And I feel that he and I here's my offer to him. I want him on my show, him to come down here, and then the next day, I'll drive up there to Cleveland, and I'll do his show.
Yeah. That'll sound like a good trade.
Right, but I've given the phone numbers in the... Now, write this down, because I know you've got a lot of stroke, because you need to call in, too, and get Geraldo on the show here.
Yeah.
See, you sound like you're not going to do it.
I can't. I'm not riding right now.
But. Okay, well, it's just for people out there listening, his producer, which we were given this on the air, rob@wtam.com.
Okay.
So, you know, what do you think? You want, a lot of people feel they don't want Geraldo on here because they think he's nuts.
Oh, I enjoy pretty much anybody you bring on.
Yeah, I think I could get a good interview out of Geraldo.
Yeah. And like you said, you'll never know what you're going to get out of this guy either.
No, he's nuts. He's completely insane.
Yeah. But hey, Scott, I love listening to you guys. I got to go. I got to run up somewhere. You have a good evening.
Good luck. Drive safe.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. I'm telling you, the people are going to speak on this one.
Geraldo?
Oh, yeah. So now we got Jay and Phyllis in the competition. So we need another question. We got the three locations of Little Caesars in Marion.
What are the two names of the drive-thru that is across from Dairy Queen?
Yeah, it's now closed. But what were the
drive-thru?
Oh, I don't know. I don't drive on that side of town. Is it open?
Well, I'm pretty sure the drive-thru is open.
Not the drive-thru, then. I'm talking about the restaurant.
Okay.
What were the two names of the restaurant that were next to Dairy Queen that shared that drive-thru? But there were restaurants in there, too, over the years.
And I cried when they closed.
I never liked to eat there. Every time I walked in the door, I felt like I was in El Salvador. I thought, I can't eat food out of this place.
I love that place. I would go there all the time.
Well, does anybody know the two names of that little establishment? 740-383-9944. And at this point, I understand that people might not know who Geraldo is. So he's still out there going crazy. So what I did, I found a clip. I love this. This is Geraldo on Sean Hannity. When is this? In the last month this happened. It's been recent times. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, did the lights flicker on that sign when there was a storm?
No, it's not the lights flickering, but that's a good guess.
I figured I'd take a guess.
No, good guess. So, not the lights flickering on the Kmart sign. So here to prove you that Geraldo's nuts, this is about a 2-minute clip. Now what this is, I'm gonna get you up to speed. This is on Fox News in recent times. Okay, so everybody get their headsets on and listen to this. Get real close to the radio, because this is going to show you Geraldo's nuts. Now, they were having a conversation about COVID on the Sean Hannity number one Fox show. And I guess we're just going to take it from there. Here's Geraldo on Sean Hannity. Brace yourself. This is what we could be getting ourselves into on this station. Here we go. Geraldo on Fox News.
Here is how they greet that. On Tuesday in Florida, there were over 16,000 new COVID infections. Yesterday, Wednesday in Florida, there were nearly 17,000 new. Sean,
DeSantis,
please give me one minute.
He used every state agency. No, this is not bash Ron DeSantis.
There were 17,000.
A lot of these cases are coming here
yesterday
because of Joe. Dan Bongino.
This has nothing to do with Joe.
I want to say yes, it does.
Infections yesterday.
Dan. Geraldo doesn't, Ron DeSantis, he doesn't know the numbers. I live here. Florida's 26th in COVID deaths per 100.
Dan, it's Dan.
Geraldo, it's not my fault. You never know what you're talking about. It's not my fault that you never research anything before you come on the air.
You are so full of it, you know. That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Folks, please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
art
silly this
right,
guy
guys,
is.
Stabbing
this
cheap
guy,
shot
Geraldo,
art.
Let Dan talk.
Geraldo.
Dan.
He doesn't like to do that, Sean, because he always gets caught never knowing what he's
Stick
talking
to the
about.
Facts.
And he's embarrassed.
Stick to the story.
And his position
so
on the border. I did stick to the facts.
I'm embarrassed
you don't
to be on this
them.
Air with you. That's why I'm
you
embarrassed.
You never...
Oh, the man is nuts. He's insane. I love it. I'm going to play that clip every morning on this station.
Oh, dear.
Every morning when you get up, I'm going to play just that clip right there. Is that not just great television?
I don't know about that.
Geraldo said the man is full of crap. That's what, and then he said, this is why I hate being on with you, and I'm embarrassed by you.
But he was talking about Hannity?
I think he was talking about that...
Oh, the other dude.
That guy. Well, that guy brought it on, though. He said Geraldo didn't have his facts.
Right, he said he didn't know what he was talking about.
See, I like people like that, who just are a little unbalanced.
Yeah.
That's Geraldo today.
Well, I mean, it'd be interesting if you got him on.
Can you imagine if we got one of those arguments?
Yeah.
Could happen.
It could. I can see you arguing with him. You'd be tapping your foot.
And then he'll say, you're full of crap.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I think more people should do, though. Everybody's so worried about other people's feelings now. I like when somebody just says, listen, you're full of crap. Good for you, Geraldo.
I couldn't tell somebody that.
I don't know. I liked it. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, but you can clearly tell he's unbalanced. So there you go.
Maybe he just needs medicine.
But I like it. Don't you? That's very, you know, you aren't going to push Geraldo around.
Oh. Well, to be honest, I don't listen to that stuff.
Oh, you don't like a good argument like that?
No. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I tend to not watch or listen to things like that. I had an ex-husband that used to listen to somebody that's dead now, and he would get so worked up and angry, and then he would come home
Rush Limbaugh
angry.
That's who you're talking about, right? Rush Limbaugh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And so
Rush Limbaugh was full of crap.
Well,
See, there you go. I've got a little bit of Geraldo in me. And you know what? I understand that people like Rush Limbaugh. That's fine. I was on a station with Rush Limbaugh for years. But Rush Limbaugh, if you listen to his show, 3 hours a day, he had no guests. I mean, he made half that stuff up. So there you go.
Well, see, I would much rather watch fun things on TV. Like, I like to watch Big Brother.
Oh, I think that's fun. See, that's reality right there. That's not manufactured. You know, Geraldo was going to... Had that man been in the studio with Geraldo, I bet Geraldo would have punched him.
Probably.
All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? That's my new favorite clip. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, they're getting it done over there at Fox, aren't they?
They are.
They're getting it done. Don't push around Geraldo. You'll be in trouble. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Rush Limbaugh, but here's the thing with guys like that. No matter what the Republicans do, they got to take up for them. Because you're making money off of Republicans, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what'd you make
even,
of them?
Even if you know what they've done is wrong, you can't say that. Because that's not what people want to hear. You know, it's just like a priest just realizing that there's no God. And that's how he makes his money. You think he's going to tell you there's no God?
Well, what do you make of Geraldo there? Did you hear that okay?
Yeah.
And what'd you make of that?
Oh, I like it.
He's nuts.
You know, which, you know, Hannity doesn't want to, you know, admit the facts that, you know, Ford needs to do something.
Well, it's big time wrestling over there at Fox, it seems like.
You know, I like some of the things that Geraldo does, but some things that...
After hearing that...
be annoying, too.
Knowing that's just, like, within the last month, don't you think... Wouldn't you love to turn on your radio one morning and here he is?
Yeah, you know, because like the other caller said, you never know what you're going to get.
You know. Well, hey, well, thanks.
Yep.
Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But a lot of those people... And I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat, but a lot of those people are just full of garbage. You know, they make it up, I think, so they got a show. They don't need to have a guest. They just make it up.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people just get so worked up about all that. In the politics, I don't know. I'm just not into politics and stuff.
Well, politics,
like that, so.
I don't care. How many times have you ever been around me when I've been watching politics?
Well, not very
often.
People
think I'm always watching politics or something.
No, we definitely don't sit around and watch politics.
Do I?
Mean, I probably would fall asleep.
When I'm in... How many times have you ever even seen me talk politics off the radio?
Well, I mean, obviously you don't talk politics with me because I don't know
No,
politics.
But you've seen me in other places.
Right. Yeah, you don't normally.
Because I don't care about it. But it is part of this job. I think when you come on and you don't talk about the news, I think, well, why are you doing it? You got to cover a little bit of everything. But that's Geraldo. That's the guy we're trying to get on the show. 740-383-9944. So, what's the questions?
Well, I think do you want a new question?
No, we've got what used to happen to the Kmart sign...
Okay.
During storms, every time there was a storm here in Marion, wind or rain.
And then what was the name of the restaurant?
Two names.
Across from Dairy Queen.
Next to Dairy Queen.
Across the road.
No, I think it's beside. Yeah, they're both on the same side of the road.
Yeah, but it's like across the road.
No, across the road would be...
Like, it's on the same side of the road, but it's on across... There's a road right there.
Yeah, but if you say across, people are going to think you're talking about, like, streetwise. That's across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Beside.
But it's across the road beside.
Well, there is a road there, but I don't think it's across the road. See, you're about to tell me I'm full of crap. And you... There you go. There's a little Geraldo in everybody, folks.
What? I don't know how you say it. It's beside. But it's across. Like,
if
beside. I don't know how I'm trying to say it.
Nobody ever ate there, apparently, because nobody knows the two names.
I ate there all the time. I can tell you the two names.
What were the two names of that little establishment beside across from Dairy Queen? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the Golden Palace Chinese food was up there.
No, not in that building.
Okay.
Where that place was, though.
Okay. Not in that particular building. There were two businesses in that building next to, beside Dairy Queen.
Where the drive-thru is. The drive-thru is still open.
And nobody knows what happened to the Kmart sign every time there was a storm. It used to be a running gag here in Marion about that sign. Phyllis and Jay in the competition tonight. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? 740 or either of these questions. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what we're getting at here? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Chicken Shack and General Fry's?
You got it. Chicken Shack and General Fry's. Now, did you like that place?
Yeah, I liked when it was like, you know, General Fry's, I did.
You know, General Fry's was there for quite a long time. I don't think the Chicken Shack was there very long.
No, it wasn't there that long, but it was supposed to be his son worked in there when they put that in there, but I don't realize, you know, really what happened afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened with it.
There was that fire in there, and then they just never really opened back up. They opened back up for a little bit, and then they closed right back.
What do you make of Geraldo?
I've never really watched the guy, but I've only really seen him once, and I didn't watch all that, and that was the time they done the Al Capone thing.
Did you hear that little clip there where he went nuts on Fox?
I didn't hear that, but...
Yeah.
But I was going to tell you that, I slipped my mind that quick.
Well, if it comes back, call us back. We got you in the competition.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
General Fry's and Chicken Shack. Those are the correct answers. General Fry's and Chicken Shack. So now we've got Ralph, Jay, and Phyllis in the competition. We still don't know what happened to the Kmart sign every time there was a storm.
I think you're the only one that knows this.
We got to have another question now. We got that one.
All right. What were the locations of TCBY? TCBY.
Two locations.
Two locations.
There were two locations of TCBY frozen yogurt in Marion. Where were they? The two locations.
Did you used to eat the frozen yogurt in there?
Yeah, I don't even know if there's such a thing anymore.
I used to get chocolate with sprinkles.
I think I got strawberry.
Oh, that was just my favorite place. And it smelled so good in there.
Where were the two locations of TCBY frozen yogurt in Marion? 740-383-9944. We'd love to get some more people in the competition. We're going to draw at 10 o'clock tonight. Or tell us what used to happen with the Kmart sign. Anytime there was a wind or rainstorm here in Marion. All right, go ahead, caller.
Mount Vernon Avenue and the mall.
Now, do you remember where on Mount Vernon Avenue?
It was in that strip mall past where Little Caesars is now.
Yeah, it was right. Matter of fact, it was right next to Little Caesars.
Yeah, there was a Mexican grocery store in there now, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I thought TCBY always did pretty well. I haven't seen one in years. I wonder if they're all out of business.
I don't know, but my granddaughter and I used to go every night and get a cinnamon waffle cone with chocolate ice cream with cherry topping.
Mm.
It was delicious.
They had good stuff. What would you make of the Geraldo on Hannity there?
I didn't see it.
No, but he was...
You mean the clip?
Yeah, the little clip we played.
Oh, yeah. Geraldo and Dan Bongino get into it all the time.
Now, do you think that, I mean, clearly they know that they don't like each other, but yet they keep coming on together?
I like Dan Bongino. He tells it like it is.
But when's the last time you ever heard a broadcaster say you're full of crap on the air?
I don't recall.
Now, see, that's the type of thing we need here with Geraldo. Go nuts.
That's what you need to tell some of the people to call in.
Oh, I do. I'm a little nicer than Geraldo, so I have to let it go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. All right, our friend Phyllis out there in twice now. TCBY frozen yogurt. All right, did we run out of questions?
Yes.
Okay, here's one for you. What used to share the building with Tim Hortons? They had the best, well, I can't say it'll give it away, but that is where I used to go for something. I'll tell you what I used to get there. But what used to share the building with Tim Hortons? 740-383-9944.
You know what? I was really upset when Tim Hortons did away with their... My favorite kind of donut that they had was strawberry jelly-filled donut. And then they did away with them.
That person must have been thinking about it and forgot. 740-383-9944. What used to share the building with Tim Hortons here in Marion? Does anybody know? And it just disappeared one day. It was very depressing. Go ahead, caller.
Cold Stone Ice Cream.
Cold Stone Ice Cream. So who are we putting in tonight?
Put in Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. All right. We got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Cold Stone Ice Cream, and they used to have the best strawberry waffle cones.
Hmm.
And then they're gone. That used to be my second favorite dessert behind the Oreo Blizzard. From Dairy Queen. It's got to be from Dairy Queen. But they used to have the best strawberry waffle cones. I don't even think you can get a strawberry waffle cone in town now.
Like, the waffle cone was strawberry? Or strawberry
ice cream? No, I have strawberry ice cream in the waffle cone.
Oh, I thought maybe the cone was flavored strawberry. I didn't know.
No, no. See, but that it used to be delicious, and now you can't get it.
Huh. Maybe you should open a place where you can get them.
I could do it.
Maybe.
Me and Geraldo.
Yeah, I'm sure Geraldo would bring him in.
He's got the dough for that. Okay, another trivia question. Let me see if I can come one off the top of my head here. Okay. Oh, here's one for you, but you got to tell me what's in there now. Well, I don't even know. I haven't driven down that road in a while. So if I don't know the answer, that's probably a bad question.
I'd say.
Yeah, I don't think it's still there. We'll talk about that after the show. Okay, let's see. What's another good question?
We came in prepared tonight?
Well, I didn't think we'd make it through that many questions. Oh, okay. What were all the BP gas stations called before they were called BP? How about that? I do remember. One day, they all became BP. But they all used to have a different name. What were BP gas stations called before they were BP? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 43 minutes coming up on 44 minutes past the hour.
I don't remember that.
Somebody must. All right, back to the phone here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, grocery bagger, educator, and interviewer to the stars. I know that one.
All wrapped into one.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Ohio.
That's exactly right. Ohio. So what do you make of the Geraldo quest here?
Oh, he kind of says what's on his mind, not unlike myself. You know, he's sharp-tongued. He has a really cool mustache. And I think he'd be a fantastic guest on the Scott Spears Interview to the Stars chronology.
Now, have you called and emailed Geraldo yet?
No, I've not spoken with him. Did you know his real name was Gerald? He added the O. He was trying to sound more Spanish, I guess. I was just doing some lookup on him, and I didn't know that. I thought Geraldo was his real name.
No, I didn't know that.
He actually added the O.
Oh, that's interesting. So his real name's Gerald.
Years old. It's amazing, you know. I think of him as being like 40 or 50, but time creeps up on us. He was born in like 43.
You know, age doesn't really bother me because he's still out there getting it done.
Yeah, he's still sharp-tongued and quick-witted. You know, I like his outspokenness. He's very intelligent.
Well, he wasn't having it there on Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, he runs his mouth, but, you know, he stands by what he believes, and he's well-spoken, and he has his image, and gotta love him for that. Certainly, he lifts an opinion, that's for sure.
We'll keep the Geraldo Journal going. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sohio is exactly right. The BP stations were called Sohio.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
All right, what's another question we can come up with here? Let's see, that has to do with Marian trivia. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. What were the two... Now, you got to remember the time frame here. What were the two places... Now, I'm going to call them grocery stores. The one place really was not a grocery store, but it sold food that you could go in and buy stuff on North Main Street in the 90s. So, not a restaurant. Let's put it that way. These two places were not restaurants, but you could go in and buy food at either of these places. Much like a grocery store. One was a grocery store. The other, I don't know if you'd call it a grocery store, but they sold food. 740-383-9944. On North Main Street, most of the 90s, I think into the early 2000s, but then they were both gone.
No clue.
Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Obviously, somebody does know. All right. Go ahead.
Well, did Marion ever have a convenience or a 7-Eleven? Those are like grocery stores of the 80s and 90s.
Well, we didn't have... They weren't called 7-Elevens, but we did... I think that may be another question. They weren't called 7-Elevens, but we did have something like that, but not down on North Main.
I mean, was it a Quickie Mart of some kind?
No. No.
Okay. I mean, a Dairy Mart or now a Circle K?
No.
You know, I already mentioned there's no UDFs. They just don't go that far north for some reason. And we have three speedways. Okay, am I close? It wasn't like Big Bear or one of the big grocery stores.
The one grocery store was your typical grocery store, but the other one was not, but they sold food.
I mean, it had to be an A&T or an IGA, or if it wasn't Big Bear. Is that kind of what you're looking for?
That type of place, but not either one of those.
Okay, well, I tried, Scott.
You did. Thank you. All right, the two places that sold food on North Main Street, really North Main Street, past... Fairground. Let's put it that way. Both of these establishments were past Fairground Street on North Main Street. Both places you could buy food in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Did one go out of business just a couple years ago?
A couple years ago? Probably in the last 10 years. I don't know about a couple. I think they've both been out of business since we've been on the air. So they've both been gone at least 7 years. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What were those two places you could buy food on North Main Street?
I really don't know.
You never shop much over on North Main Street?
No, when you live on the other side of the county, you don't really... go to North Main to go to the grocery store.
Well, they were very good places, and I never really lived in that neck of the woods either, but it was very popular. Go ahead, caller.
Was one of them Lawson's?
Not Lawson's, but that's a good guess. Not Lawson's. Both of these places were on North Main Street, past Fairground Street. So I guess between Fairground and Route 4, when it turns back into Route 4? I guess is what we're talking about here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Smith's Royal Blue and Nichols Bakery.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I forgot about Nichols. Nichols wasn't the one I was thinking of, but I'll give you credit for that. It was Smith Cardinal, and Nichols was there. You're right. But
that's what I was thinking of.
Do you know the other one I was thinking of?
No, the only one I could think of would have been Lawson's, and that was not up past Fairground. That was... there at the corner of Patton and Main, where Circle K is.
Right, right. No, this was beyond Fairground, and they sold food. Now, I won't say they were a typical grocery store, but they definitely sold food. You couldn't go in there and get, you know, it wasn't a restaurant, I guess is what I should say.
Was it Steinhelfer's Market?
I don't think in the 90s.
Okay. Okay. No, they've been gone. They've been gone.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks. I'm going to give you credit for that one, though, because I forgot about Nichols.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. But I'm going to let that question still go. One was Smith Cardinal, which was there forever. But what was the other one? Not Nichols. I forgot about Nichols.
Nichols is the one I was thinking of. But they just went. They just closed a couple years ago.
Right, and I wasn't thinking about Nichols.
Yeah.
Smith Cardinal, I think, went out like 2007, 2008.
I don't think I ever was in that store.
Oh, it was a good store.
Now that you say that, I do remember that store, but I don't think I ever went in there.
Very popular store. So what was the other store? What store am I thinking about? 740-383-9944 on North Main. One was Smith Cardinal. What was the other? Go ahead, caller.
Was it the Big Banana?
The Big Banana. You've got it. Now, I can't remember exactly what... I mean, I know they sold a lot of fruit, but what else was in the Big Banana?
Well, most I know is like the produce and stuff is all I can remember.
Now, they were open 7 days a week, weren't they?
Yeah, I worked back there at Weingott's, you know, because I worked there for about 40 years, and that's all I can remember over there. It's mostly produce.
People used to like the Big Banana. I think because it was next door to Cardinal, you could go in and get, you know, what you needed, but go over to Big Banana and basically get your fresh produce.
Yeah, and I know on up there before, across there where the Legion place is, you used to have Messenger's Market.
Oh, that's been... Well, do you remember what year, or about what year the Big Banana closed up?
No, I sure don't.
It was there in the 90s. I don't know.
Our company bought the building, I do know that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like that place.
Yeah, sure did.
Hey, well, there you got it. Big Banana. Thank you.
Bye.
Yep, the Big Banana, which was right next to Smith Cardinal.
Yeah, I remember my dad going there. We used to go there with my dad.
But you don't remember Smith Cardinal, which was right next door.
No, we went to the Big Banana because I think my dad knew the guy that owned it, and he'd go in there and talk to him.
Did he ever buy produce?
Probably.
But did you never walked over to Smith Cardinal?
No. But just the Big Banana.
Just the Big Banana.
I didn't know that's what you were thinking about.
Well, that was a...
I think it was just a produce store, not like a grocery store.
What would you call it?
A produce store.
What's a produce store?
Like
Well, so is Nichols then just a bakery?
Yeah. Nichols Bakery. Yeah.
All right, here's one for you. The Little... I guess it's a restaurant, but you can't eat inside. The little drive-thru on the corner of Fairground and North Main has had three different businesses in it over the years. And it was only built in the late 80s. So since the late 80s, it has had three businesses in it. What three businesses have been in that little drive-thru there on the corner of Fairground and North Main? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Three different restaurants. Do you know them?
I can think of the two, but I can't think of the one in between.
But you remember the middle one being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were the three? The three restaurants. I think or is it just a drive-thru?
It's just a drive-thru.
Yeah. Does anybody remember the three names of that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Yeah, it would be Double Fiddlesticks and Victor's.
Not Fiddlesticks. Fiddlesticks was across the street. But you got Doubles and Victor's, right?
Well, I got that mixed up with them then.
Yeah, there's one in the middle.
All right, then.
All right, thank you. We got two of them. Doubles was the original, and it is Victor's now. But what was the place in the middle? Does anybody remember what the place was? It probably had the least run there. Because Doubles, the building was built for Doubles. And it was there quite a while. And then Victor's, obviously, is there now, so people would know that. But what was in there, there was something after Doubles, but it didn't last a whole long time.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm not even sure I ever ate there. I drove by it. But I don't know if I ever ate there when it was called this. What was the place on the corner of North Main and Fairground? The little drive-thru restaurant there. It was Victor's. What is Victor's now? It was Doubles when it opened. What was in the middle? There's one place missing there.
Oh, I do want to say something about Victor's, though. I mean, I go there sometimes for lunch, and a couple weeks ago, I had gone there for lunch. And I usually get a chicken and cheese quesadilla. That's what I like to get when I go there. And, well, anyway, I pull up. I called ahead to order my food because we only get a half an hour lunch. So I usually call ahead and order. So, well, it doesn't take them very long anyway, but I usually just call ahead anyway. So I went to go pick up my food, and I went to go get my wallet out of my purse, and my wallet was not in my purse. So here I am at the drive-thru, and I have no money. So I told the lady, I said, I'm sorry. I was like, I don't have my wallet with me, because I think I had my wallet out the night before I ran down to the store and didn't put it back in my purse. So, but the lady, the owner, I'm assuming she's the owner, she was really nice, and she said, you know, she's like, you come here often, so she's like, you can just call me when you get home with your credit card information. I said, okay, that's fine. So I did. I called her when I got home. So she let me still eat, thank heavens, because I was starving. And I thought that was really nice.
Well, that's nice hospitality.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of people in tonight. We've got Phyllis. We've got Judy. We've got Ralph. We've got Jay. And we'd like to add somebody else. They're on the corner of Fairground and North Main. What are the three businesses that have been in that little drive-through establishment? We've had Doubles. We've got Victor's right now. What was the one in between? Does anybody know the name? 740-383-9944. Maybe this is why they didn't last. Nobody ate there. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Elliot's?
Elliot's. You got it. Absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you. Did it take you a minute to think of that one?
Yeah, all I could think of was Ryan, because he used to own a flower shop. He had Fuzzy Flowers, and his wife ran Elliot's.
You know, what happened to Elliot's? Obviously, Victor's does okay there, and Doubles did okay for a long time. Why do you think Elliot's didn't ever take off?
I don't know. I don't think it was their cup of tea.
No, and I honestly, I can never remember eating there.
I didn't, but he was a great florist. He was over there on Mount Vernon Avenue, and then he sold it to Hutchman's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy who was actually called Fuzzy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. His name was Ryan Elliott.
Yeah. Is he still around?
I think they moved out of town, if I'm not mistaken. His parents live in Fair Park.
Isn't that something? Well, that's good. I wonder how Fuzzy's is doing now. I haven't heard much out of Fuzzy's in a while.
I haven't either. I go by there, but I generally go to Marion Flower Shop.
Yeah, I think Marion Flower and Hemerway's are probably the two go-tos in town.
Yeah, they've got it sewed up. Well, I've just been a wealth of knowledge tonight.
Well, you have. Elliot's, that was a tough one. That was difficult. Yep. Hey, thanks.
Well, I had to pull it out from the back of my brain.
Well, I think they were only there about a year, if that.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
No. Hey, thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, Elliot's was only there about a minute.
I mean, I remember that now, but I surely wouldn't have remembered that at all.
All right, let's see. Do we have any final questions? Well, we still don't know what used to happen to the Kmart sign every time it rained or stormed out there.
I think you're the only one that's going to know that.
Well, somebody's got to remember that. What's a quick, easy one for people here? I'm trying to think of something easy before we do the drawing about some that everybody would know. It's just going to be the... Well, okay. I can't remember the name of it, though. That's the problem. If I could remember the name, that would help. I don't think we're going to get it in because we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Ryan and Rhonda Elliott moved to one of the South Carolinas, and both of his parents are deceased.
Oh, really? They both went on?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad they're doing... Are they doing good down there?
I don't know, because I used to live at the Harding Center, and Ryan's grandma lived there.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Well, there we go. There's some information. what's something simple? I remember Fiddlesticks, though. It was across the street. It was where, is there anything there now?
A water treatment.
Yeah, water
place
treatment.
Place or something.
Okay, what's something very simple? We've got about a minute left. Something simple. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, here's one for you. Name the four locations of Faye Bank in town. At one time, there were four locations. Does anybody know the four locations of Fayee Bank? You can just give me the street. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The four locations that Fayee Bank has had in Marion. They've been around for over 150 years. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Fiddlesticks is a smoke shop now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was a water treatment place. It was, but there was another donut shop in there, but I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I think black guy had it there for a while. I forget his name.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Hopefully it comes up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where were the four locations of Fayee Bank in Marion? And whoever gets that right, we will add them to Phyllis and Jay and Ralph and Judy. And we'll do our drawing here for Wilds tickets. By the way, you can pick up those Wilds tickets Monday between 4 and 5. Monday between 4 and 5 will be the best time to get those. And we also have tickets here on Monday between 4 and 5 for Bobby and Charlene, who also won this afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
There's one on 423, not far from the mall.
Right.
I think there's one on Mount Vernon Avenue or 95.
Nope. No, 95.
Okay. Well, I know the first one because I drive past it. The other ones, let the experts get it.
Let's see if somebody comes in. Yep. It's I guess it's 423. I think most people call it Delaware Avenue, but that's one of the Fayee Banks. Where were the other three at? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead.
There was one on East Center Street out by the Jersey.
It's still there, yeah.
And then there's the one down there. It's still down there on North Main.
Right.
And I can't remember where the other one was.
That's three of them, yep.
Was it out in the Big Lots parking lot?
No, you know, oddly enough, there's never been a Fayee Bank on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Well, I got three out of four.
You did get three. You did. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yep, it's the one that's out of business now, so you can't drive by it anymore, but there was one, well, the one on Main Street is still there, that's the original. There's one on East Center over by Jersey, it's still there. There's still one out in the mall parking lot on Delaware Avenue, but the one that's out of business would be the fourth one. Go ahead, caller.
It was on East Fairgrounds Street.
East Fairgrounds Street, you've got it. What's in there now?
I don't know.
There's something in there. Is it Goodwill now?
I don't know.
Like the Goodwill offices? I think it might be.
I don't go that way.
Me either. But you know, that used to be the one I visited most often.
Well, a guy that used to work for us, part-time worked up there. He was a banker. And I knew he worked on Fairground Street. That's how I knew it.
Yeah, it was a little ways down from Shirts and Stuff, or I guess it's Mega Moon now,
it
a little
was
ways
down. That drive through there on the corner of Greenwood, and it was on the opposite corner.
That wasn't Fayee. There was a bank in there, but the Fayee Bank was down a little further. You went down, if you were going west on North Main, you had to go past Greenwood. You went past Greenwood.
Fairground?
Fairground, yeah. What'd I say?
North Main.
North Main. Yeah, when you were going down Fairground going west, you would go past Greenwood, and you would go past Megamoo, and it was on the left side of the road, just a little ways beyond that.
Yes, it was.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Okay, all righty.
Yep. Yeah, there was a bank, though, there. I don't know what it was called, though. The bank on the corner of Greenwood and Fairground. There was a bank in
where
that building,
where the video store was.
Where the video store. That originally was built as a bank.
There's a church there now.
Well, you know what's interesting? When they were turning that into a video store, they had a, you know, they had a drive-through because it was a bank. And I remember when they were, because I was a kid at that time, and they were turning it into a video store, and that was a big deal in those days. And they enclosed
the
drive-through to make it bigger. So that's why that building, the roof is not level, because where the roof goes down a little bit, that used to be the drive-through. Go ahead, caller.
Thought that was Pickens' donut shop.
Pickens? Was it Willie who was in there?
Yeah.
I thought they were good donuts, but that place never seemed to take off.
No, that was another one that went down quick.
Yeah, it went down quick, but they had good deals on donuts, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a great weekend now.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yep, Pickens Donuts. That's right.
Where was that at again?
Right after Fiddlesticks went out.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
All right, let's do our drawing here. Phyllis, Jay, Ralph, Judy, pick a number between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 and 9.
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Phyllis is our winner tonight. Phyllis, all that knowledge paid off. We've got a pair of tickets to the Wilds, and you can pick those up Monday between 4 and 5. They'll be right here on the desk during Linda's show. I think Linda and Terry will be here Monday between 4 and 5. All right, time was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of Marian knowledge and a lot about Geraldo. For Angie, this is Scott, and all of us at WWGH Radio saying have a great weekend. For this night, I'm heading for the dugout.
Boom, boom, cannon, and you are tuned to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Give it a listen.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowson